This is an EAA Radio News Update.
Colorado-based Bi-Energy Incorporated announced February 18th it's working with selected technology partners to develop an electric hybrid propulsion system, or EHPS, for light propeller-driven aircraft. It's called the Green Flight Project. George Bi is CEO of Bi-Energy and an EAA member. He talked with EAA Radio about the challenges of adapting a propulsion system to an established airframe.
The launch of the conversion of a proof-of-concept airplane into electric propulsion, the emphasis being on mainstream application, that is, a training airplane with wide utility and, of course, leading eventually to fully certified product as the end goal. But today, the technology we feel is mature enough for us to launch the conversion of this first airplane with the mainstream application as the end goal.
How many months away are you before you launch on a test flight?
The initial steps, of course, are integration from individual components into a harmonized system on the airplane, and that'll take place over the next couple of 2, 3, 4 months, into ground tests, of course, eventually to flight tests, which we expect to occur before year end.
Well, many people are probably curious as to what particular airplane you're going to install this new system in. On your website, you're standing next to a Remus. Is that going to be the airplane?
The real focus is the mainstream two-seat trainer to begin with. We're very keen to help move an industry into the new generation technology that's environmentally sensitive, safe, and operationally efficient. And so our focus is not on a particular airplane, but on a capability.
Well, since electric-powered airplanes are an emerging technology, and there are already some electric airplanes that are flying, but obviously they're in smaller aircraft, what particular challenges exist in adopting this propulsion system to a production aircraft?
Everything is, of course, tied to both the scale and technology. What we've done over the last year and a half with the process both internally and with the research that's been conducted with our industry partners is to try to look for the specific characteristics of general aviation and the application of technology that otherwise is on ground transportation, and then adapt that specifically to the unique features of GA. And so rather than take off-the-shelf components, we're looking at developmental components. Rather than look at straight automobile technologies, we're adapting them for aviation utility, which, of course, means higher energy density, motor casings and things that would be much too heavy-duty for an airplane that otherwise would go on a car or truck.
Now, you're working on both electric and electric hybrid. What's the difference there in those systems?
Endurance is the primary factor for short endurance utilizations. For example, a training environment where you're flying an hour or an hour and a half, all electric may be an ideal solution. Very, very robust, simple, low cost, and there's no requirement for a 3 to 5 hour endurance. In contrast to that, if you're looking to utilize the airplane in a business configuration where you want to travel some distance and range is important, that's where the hybrid comes in.
In your research so far, where are you at with battery power and space, where they're stored, how much battery power you can store, and weight?
One of the very important things, as we all know, in aviation is to maintain weight and balance. An airplane certified against a gross weight and against characteristics that involve the moment arm and distances of weight from the center of gravity. And the requirement for an electric airplane carrying batteries, of course, is no different. We maintain the weight balance of the airplane as required by the type certificate. Our approach is to replace fuel and internal combustion engine with an equivalent weight of electric motor and batteries.
George, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. We look forward to future announcements coming up.
I'm Farid Guillot, EAA Radio News.